Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents relating to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump has ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily. Mr. Trump says he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of national security. Much of the other interest in the Kennedy papers focuses on files concerning assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, who is believed to have shot Kennedy on November the 22nd, 1963, in Dallas, Texas.
The President of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The President is dead.
Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination, and less than a week after Mr. Kennedy's death, President Lyndon B. Johnson appointed the Supreme Court Chief Justice to conduct an independent inquiry. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play in the future of his country and that he must go.
The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end. And the only issue is, how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
And during a short stopover in Geneva, following stops in the Middle East and South Asia, Mr. Tillerson made the remarks after speaking with Staffan de Mistura, the UN Special Envoy for Syria. This is VOA News. An international investigative panel has determined the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on April the 4th. The attack on a rebel-held town killed and sickened scores of civilians, led to a U.S. airstrike 3 days later on the Syrian military base that Washington said the regime used to launch that poison gas attack. Kenyan opposition supporters clashing with police near the barricades on Thursday seeking to derail an election rerun, likely to give President Uhuru Kenyatta another term rather than his opponent Raila Odinga. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich reporting.
Protesters clashed with police, throwing stones and lighting fires in the streets. There were reports gunfire had killed one person and wounded three more. Earlier, residents of a slum neighborhood in the capital firebombed a church designated as a polling station. These crowds have heeded opposition leader Raila Odinga's call for a voter boycott. Scenes like this had been feared since August's annulled election, where some 50 people were killed in the chaotic aftermath. Odinga has refused to take part in the second attempt over failings to replace election officials. It will likely hand a tainted victory to incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta, who cast his vote early in the day. And while polling stations did open in much of the country, there are fears if some counties fail to hold elections, it could trigger legal challenges to the result.
Reuters' Scarlett Zvananovich reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said today Washington's goal is not to go into any sort of conflict with North Korea.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis made the remark to reporters during his visit to the Joint Security Area of the Demilitarized Zone, or the DMZ, along the border between North and South Korea. Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-moo, who accompanied Mattis to the DMZ, stressed that North Korea should not be allowed to use missiles and nuclear weapons that it is developing. He said if Pyongyang used the weapons, South Korea and the U.S. would then punish the country. Governor of the U.S. state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has returned from a second trip to Puerto Rico, there to assess recovery efforts and bring further supplies and personnel to assist the hurricane-ravaged U.S. territory. Cuomo criticized the federal government's response as slow, but said New York will assist the island as long as help is needed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.